Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When I am in need of a friend to stick close by my side, when there's no place to go to escape from the problems of life, you offer safety no one else could provide. Good Jesus, you satisfy. He's so wonderful, isn't he? Will you satisfy my every longing inside? Oh, and you wipe the tears away from my eyes when I cry. You give me hope, joy, and peace for my life. And I thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. You satisfy. Amen. Will you? Although there are times when nothing seems to go right, this is one of them. Hallelujah. You've always been there to help me get through the night. Whatever I've needed, you were right there to provide. Ooh, Jesus, you satisfy. Oh, well, you satisfy my every longing inside. You wipe the tears away from my eyes when I cry.
I thank you, Jesus.
You give me hope, joy, and peace for my life. Ooh, Jesus, you satisfy.
Hallelujah.
Will you satisfy my every longing inside? You wipe the tears away from my eyes when I cry.
Isn't he wonderful?
You give me hope, joy, and peace for my life.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise God. Well, this morning I needed to hear what I preached, and it was a help to me. Sometimes messages are not planned. They are inspired of God. There are people who don't believe that in the world, but that's their problem. Because sometimes God does move in our hearts and does things. I want to open the Word of God. My, you're already standing. I didn't even get a chance to ask you to stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to read a scripture tonight that ordinarily a lot of times people use this scripture to try to defend or to present a theological stand about God and the Godhead. Tonight I want to use the same scripture that's often used for those things, to not so much consider the Godhead, but let's consider the God of the Godhead. Hallelujah. I don't know if you understood any of that, but maybe you'll understand it in a moment. But God is God. And a lot of people just don't understand how God can be God. And I'm one of them. So I relate to people who don't understand how God can be God. And beyond that, there's something even a deeper mystery to me. That's how that I can be a mortal human being that lived in sin and be a child of God today. Having passed from that to what I now enjoy, to think that God could take us and lift us up to a position and to a relationship with the Almighty Creator is beyond my comprehension. I want to go to the book of John in the New Testament, the Gospel of John, 14th chapter. There was a question asked, amen, and there were some disciples that were very close to Jesus, very close to Jesus. They sat and listened to Him teach under the stars at night. They heard Him day after day, and they watched Him as He performed miracles. He included them in many of the great events that He accomplished as He walked with them and taught them along the way. And they saw astonishing things happen in their lives, but they could not quite understand all there was to know about the one they loved so much. And they had many questions. And one of those was, after Jesus had told His disciples, I'm going to go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. One of those questions was from Thomas. He said, Lord, we know not. We don't know where You're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by Me. And He said, if you had known Me, this man that had walked with Jesus, this man that had talked with Jesus. I mean, we think we've got blessings, but just think how much of a blessing it would be to actually see Jesus healing these people and walking with Jesus as the dead are raised and the multitudes are fed. Amen. We've got something even greater today, and that is the presence of the Holy Ghost abiding in our life. But yet, let's don't discount how wonderful it must have been for these disciples to walk with Jesus along the way and see Him do these incredible things that only God can do. And He had told them, where I go, you know, and the way you know. And the question came, how can we know? We don't know. And Jesus said, I am the way. Everybody say, Jesus is the way. Shake hands with somebody and give them a great big Holy Ghost smile. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. Tonight, I don't want anybody out there on the internet, on PowTalk, on our streaming video, on the Arms Around the World programs, on the various places where we're being heard and seen around the world right now. I don't want any of you to jump to the wrong conclusion right now, because I'm not here to present a theology idea concerning God and how He's able to exist as Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And yet, I want to consider Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And I want to take a moment and just focus in on the way. Hallelujah. There was a group around the nation a few years ago called the Way, but they were not. That's not what I'm talking about tonight. That was a cult, and I'm not here to talk about that. I'm talking about the way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. His name is Jesus. And these questions kept coming at Him. There was another one that after Jesus had explained something to Thomas, and He said, no man comes to the Father but by Me. And He said, if you had known Me, you should have known My Father also. From henceforth you shall know Him, and you have seen Him. Then Philip spoke up and said, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. We'll be satisfied if You'll show us the Father. Because they'd walked with Jesus, they'd talked with Jesus, they'd heard the teachings of Jesus, and yet they didn't understand Jesus. And when Jesus had said, I am the way you know, and I am the way, it just generated more questions. And it still generates questions today. There are a lot of people who can't figure out God. It very well could be that God doesn't want you to get hung up on your hang-ups about God. He would rather you find out that there is a way to get to the Father.
Hallelujah. It's about time that we put down some of our arguments and start to become friends. Jesus was friends with people. I don't see Him walking into religious groups and challenging those people to a discussion about who, you know, how do you see this or how do you see that? I mean, He discussed it with His own followers and people that were very close to Him. He said such things as, turn that devil off. Amen. He said such things as, who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? And He got various answers. These close disciples. Well, some say you're John the Baptist, and some say you're Elijah, come back from the dead. Some say you're one of the prophets. And He said, but who do you say I am? I wish I could just get out to you tonight what's in my heart, who I say Jesus is. When I say Jesus is a way, I'm talking about my way to heaven. My way from the carnal existence that had me depressed and oppressed and had me down and had me not feeling like I was worth anything. This way to God has lifted me up, giving me hope for something yet to come. And not only yet to come, but right now I feel so good I just want to jump right through this ceiling. Hallelujah! He is my way. When I don't know what to do, all I've got to do is call on the one that I've been talking to, listening to, walking with, trusting in, and say, Lord, help me. Hallelujah. And I hear that question coming, well, who do you say I am? I don't have to have any guesswork about this tonight. You are my way. You are my way. Hallelujah. You know, tonight I'm not trying to figure out who the Father is. All I need to know is Jesus, and I've got the Father. Hallelujah. Because He said nobody's going to get to Him except they go through the way. So why not just go ahead and praise our Jesus tonight? Let that door open up to all that God the Father has to supply for the children that love God. I'm not here to prove or disprove anything tonight. I've talked so much about these scriptures, and there have been so many people out there that finally got convinced and converted, and they're wanting me. They're out there right now saying, come on, bring it on, brother. Well, I want to hear about this Godhead business. I'm here to talk about something that's even deeper than the Godhead, and that's the way to God. Hallelujah! Stronger. Oh, yes, there's one God. There's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. But do you know the way to God? Did you know the way? Do you know the way that is prepared for you? Hallelujah. Philip said, show us the Father. Jesus said, have I been so long time with you, and thou hast not known me? Now, I don't want to look at this tonight, as many times we have looked at it, as proof of this theology or that theology. Let's just ask ourselves the question, have we been with Jesus and have we come to realize that there's so much to know about Jesus that if we really call on Him, trust in Him, look to Him, we will have God with us? Hallelujah. You don't need to go looking for God somewhere else. You'll find Him through the way that's been provided by the Almighty God who gave us His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. 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 Show us the way. Show us the way. How do we know the way? Well, I've been so long, 3.5 years walking around with the way and I couldn't see Him. Heals the leper. Sets the captive free, raises the dead, says, loosen him and let him go. I see old Lazarus coming out of that tomb. Hallelujah. He probably wanted to sing a song. He probably wanted to sing, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad. But he couldn't. He was all bound in grave clothes. I can just see him standing there wanting to dance, wanting to shout, but how could he? His hands were bound, his feet. He'd been bound in a grave and now he was still bound, but he was alive. Hallelujah. But he wanted. thing. I could just sense that. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Woo! Hallelujah. When he got free, I could just see this man that was dead and now is alive saying, I have found the way. Things being done that only God can do. But who was it that said, roll the stone away? Who was it that said, Lazarus, come forth? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is the way. Everybody say, Jesus is the way. If you'd known me, you know what? If you're searching after all the understanding you can get of God, seek after Jesus. If Jesus doesn't know who God is, you're not going to figure it out either. Hallelujah. If Jesus can't get you to God, you're not going to make it. Don't go searching in anything else. You're not going to find Him in a whiskey bottle. You're not going to find Him in drugs. You're not going to find Him in anything that you think is so great that's going to lift you up and make you feel better. Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. You won't find Him in theology discussions and differences and arguments and vain philosophies. But you can find Him if you can learn to walk with Him. You can find out more about God if you just learn to trust in Him. Hallelujah. There was a time when the human race could not touch or feel the touch of God. But Jesus has made it possible. Like Brother Mike was talking about this morning, I felt some goosebumps running up and down my spine. Hey, it wasn't goosebumps. He was getting blessed by the touch of the Master's hand. This Jesus we're talking about is real tonight. This is not a game we're playing. We're not here playing church. I did that when I was a child. But somewhere between then and now, I have passed over a line where things have become real in my life. We played church because we went to church. We saw people say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. We saw the preacher and get up and preach. And I would get up and preach. And I'd say, hey, you women better quit your drinking. And everything I said was against women because I was a little kid. And I thought you're supposed to preach against these women doing all this stuff. You women better quit your drinking. You women better quit telling them lies. You women better quit drinking that whiskey and smoking them cigarettes and dipping that stuff. You women better get your life straight or you're going to go to hell. That was my message when I was a kid in play church. Aren't you glad I got past my play church? Hallelujah. Praise God. When I became a man, I put away childish things. We're not playing church anymore. God has made something possible and accessible to every man, woman, boy, and girl. Amen. We don't have to worry about who's the best, the men or the women. Praise God. There's no contest between men and women in the kingdom of God. We're all children of God. In the kingdom of God, there is no such thing as a dividing line between the sexes. And yet at the same time in the church, we are separated, but we are made one in our unions as husband and wife. And we're also beyond that made one in the body of Christ. And when we get in the body of Christ and learn about God and how to get to God, Jesus becomes the head of our lives and our existence. I don't know what to do without Jesus. I don't know which way to go without Jesus. I don't know which way to turn without Jesus. I don't know what I'd be without Jesus. But I got down on my knees one day and I started praying and I said, Jesus! And Jesus gave me access to Almighty God. Hallelujah! There's a big argument going on right now in our Good News Cafe. Is Jesus or is God a man? The question is being asked, is God a man? And there are those who are trying to prove that God is a man. And there are those who are trying to prove that God is not a man. When they get through their discussions, they're just going to be mad at each other. Somebody just needs to seek after the way to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is God a man?
Well, Jesus was a man. I could argue both sides of it tonight. I could stand over here and I could prove to you that you need to trust in the man Christ Jesus. Because I can tell you a whole lot of things that that man Christ Jesus did that would make, that if it had not been for that Savior, that sacrifice, that man who shed His blood, that man who walked among sinners, if it had not been for Him, there would be no hope for us to be able to know God. But on the other side, I can tell you, God is a spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. He's the God that flung the worlds out in space. He's the God that created all things and so big He holds the world in the palm of His hand. And yet so small He can live in the heart of a man. God is so much bigger than a man. But over here I would say, but wait a minute. How can we know this God? Except you know the man. You can't. But over here I can say, but God so loved the world that He gave you that man. That if you can believe in Him, you can come to me. You can come to me. For God so loved the world that He gave you a way to get to God. Hallelujah. My Lord. Glory to God. This little salvation that says, I know I'm saved because I've got Jesus in my heart. That's good, up to a point. But don't stop with good intentions. Don't stop with, He knows my heart, so I'm going to make it. Hey, yes, He knows His heart, and you can make it. You absolutely can make it. But don't depend on your own strength, your own knowledge, your own ability. Depend on the way that God has provided. You know, we go to the store and we buy something, we get instructions. We get little instructions. Many times through the years, I've bought big packages of things. And I went to the store and they had it out there and it looked nice. It was all assembled and ready to go. I wanted what I saw. And they said, we'll go back in the bag and get you the box. I wanted what I was looking at. They said, oh, well, that's not for sale. That's for show. That's a floor model. You can't have that. You have to have what's in the box. So I paid my bill, and I got what was in the box. And I got home, I opened the box, and there was a piece. There were pieces everywhere. Bolts and nuts and pieces. It didn't look like that thing that was on the floor. And there was something in the box that said instructions. Who needs that? I can put this thing together. You ought to see some of the stuff I put together. Oh, because I didn't want to look at those instructions. I don't like to read like that. All those words they use. And all those diagrams. Who can understand all that stuff anyhow? I got enough sense to know how to do this stuff by myself without their help. All you got to have is a few nuts and bolts and a few wrenches, right? So you just lay it out there on the floor now. You look at it. Now, I wonder where this goes. I wonder where that goes. Maybe this goes here. I'll try putting this together with that. And you work and you work and you work and nothing comes out right. There have been many times as last resort, I finally went digging through the box again. I said, where are those instructions? Something not right here. And I had to take everything I did all apart. Start all over again. And take the instructions. It was a humbling situation. It made me feel, you know, who do these people think they are to put all this knowledge on a little piece of paper and make a fool out of me? I'm glad nobody's watching. Because here I sit with all my effort, all my energy, and I'm tired and I'm worn out and I'm frustrated because this thing won't come together right. And now I got to go back and do what I refused to do when I got the box open. But I'm going to do it. Because if I don't, ain't no living way this thing will ever work. I've tried everything I know to try. I got that little paper out. I went to point A first. You do this. So I did what it said. I put that little piece over there. B, you do that. All right, I'll do that. C, connect this to that. All right, I'll do that. D, D-E. And when I got through with the instructions, one little instruction at a time, I looked at it. And it looked just like that thing did in the store that I was looking at. When I went in there, I said, "That's what I want. That's what I want." There are a lot of people that want to be saved today. But they want to do it without looking at the instructions. I know we got Bibles, but praise God, don't all you have to do is just be a good person. Hey, I believe in Jesus, isn't that all it takes? Read the instructions. I'm living a good Christian life, so what else is called for? Look in the book. Some of those instructions come on a little sheet of paper. We got instructions on all these pages. You know, some people have a Bible and had a Bible for years and they never have read any of it. You can walk in some homes and you can see Bibles sitting there with dust on it. But it's a good Bible. It's a good Bible. The old family Bibles with pictures that never are seen, but they're there. Big Bibles sitting on the coffee table. When you walk in, especially if you're a preacher, everybody wants you to see their Bible. Hallelujah. Nice Bibles. Beautiful Bibles. Paid a lot of money for those Bibles. And then you look at the life that you're talking to. And you're seeing something many times that somebody has tried to put together without the instructions. Frustrated, depressed, not knowing which way to turn, what to do, asking for help. Could you pray? Could you get the people at the church to pray? Our family, we're in trouble. We don't know what to do. And all I can do is point them to the way. There have been many times I've sat in little offices through the years with people and problems that were presented, and the only answer I could have for them was, "Let's look to Jesus." You'll be amazed how many things can get solved if you look to Jesus. Because when we look to Jesus, we have access to the Creator of all things. There's nothing my God can't do. There's no depth that's so low that He can't reach into it. There is no mountain so high that He can't climb it. There is no wall so thick that He can't go through it. There is no river so swift and so deep that He can't make a passageway through it. Hallelujah! There's nothing our God can't do. Go back to the book and see the instructions. What are we going to do? Let's look to Jesus. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the key. Jesus is the only thing we need to be able to serve God. Hallelujah! Let's praise Him tonight. He's so good. He's so good. People are looking for healing, looking for medicines, looking for something better at the drugstore to make them better. And they get through with all the searching, no matter how good the medicine is, there's still a better way. I'm not against medicine. Thank God for medicine. But I got something better. It's the real way. You know what? When you get what I have found that's available for everybody, this is a cure for alcoholism. This is a cure for drug addiction. This way I'm talking about is a cure for all manner of sicknesses. Ponce de Leon looked for the fountain of youth. I found it. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. You want to have youth again? Jesus is the way. Except you become as a child, you can in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. How can I do that? Enter once again into my mother's womb? No. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the one that gives you a brand new beginning. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. Jesus. Need a healing tonight? Call on the name of Jesus.
You need salvation tonight? Call on the name of Jesus. You need your marriage reconciled tonight? Call on the name of Jesus. You need to have your strength back that you have lost? Call on the name of Jesus. You need to get your mind back together and the psychiatrist can help you? Call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise Him tonight. Praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah. When you get Jesus just right, you get all there is in God. Have I been so long with you? And you don't know me? Have I been so long with you? And you haven't seen me, Philip? Show us the Father. He had been doing that every time He fed a multitude. He had been doing that every time He walked on the water. He'd been doing that every time He calmed a storm. He's been showing them the Father every time. Are you saying the Son is the Father? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you can't know the Father unless you know the Son. That's what Jesus taught. Hey, if He's the way and if those are the instructions, let's find out all we can about the Son of God. Hallelujah. Because you automatically get the Father and the Holy Ghost. If you can get Jesus, you get the whole package. Let's praise Him tonight. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! There's only one God anyhow. No matter how you define Him, how you look at Him, how many ways you try to divide Him, it ends up 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. Don't tell that to your math teacher, but it's true anyhow. Only Jesus can work out that kind of mathematics. He can take the minds of man and cause us to not be able to figure it all out. But when you get to adding God up, it's 1 + 1 + 1. I don't care how many ways you see God. Every time you write it down, it all ends up being one God. No matter how you call Him, it's just only one God. There's never been anybody above God. There is no other supreme deity. There is only one God. And Jesus told us that we can come through the door to get to Him. Why not go through that door? Hallelujah. I've been so long with you. You haven't seen me? Show us the Father. How can you show anybody something that's greater than all creation? You know where the Father is right now while I'm standing here talking to you? He's in China too. There's somebody over there in China right now lying in their bed, hurting in pain, saying, God, help me. And guess who's there at their bedside saying, I'm here, my child. The same one that's anointing and blessing me to say these words tonight. He's right here and He's right there. I wonder how many people are praying to God tonight around the world. There are thousands of churches having services right now, right here in the United States, calling on God. Congregation standing and saying, God, help us. Thousands and multiplied thousands of needs being presented to Almighty God. God, heal my family. God, supply my need. Oh, God, there's so many things that need to be worked out in our lives. God, if You don't help us, we don't know what we're going to do. Millions of people are calling on God right now, and yet He hears every one of us because He is our Heavenly Father. Not one hair of your head is forgotten before God. He knows the sparrow that falls to the ground. Everything is accountable to the mighty God who created all things. And Jesus is here to show you the Father. Hallelujah! Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah! Who are we going to see when we get on the throne? We're going to see the only access to God that's available. Hallelujah. I don't understand. I don't claim to understand. I just believe it because God says it's true. How can I figure all this out? How can God, who's above all things, bigger than anything, created all things, do His work as a man walks along the shores of Galilee and the sick man lowered through a roof to his feet,
by a group of friends who were willing to do whatever it takes, anything it takes, to get to him because there's something different about this man. There's something different about this man. They've heard about him. He opens blinded eyes, does things that only God can do. And they put this sick of the palsy man at the feet of Jesus, and Jesus confuses everybody. Jesus, this carpenter, Jesus, this man from Galilee, says to this sick man, your sins are forgiven. The crowd is taken back by that. Nobody can do that but God. This man, virgin born, and a lot of people had their doubts about that. Yeah, they say she's virgin born. Yeah, a lot of people want to say that when they've done, you know what, you know. Yeah, sure. Yeah, she's virgin born. But they couldn't deny. When there's all these people sitting out there in that field, and there's no food, one little boy has a couple of fish and a few loaves. And when placed in the hands of Jesus, everybody eats all they want. An all-you-can-eat buffet with food left over. How do you do that? And the leper says, Jesus, if you will, you can make me clean. And this man from Galilee says, I will be clean. And it's not just words. Suddenly, that contagious leprous condition that causes a man that has to walk around in the neighborhood saying, I'm unclean. Stay away. You don't want to get near me. I cannot get near you because I will affect you and infect you. I'm a sick man, and if you get what I've got, you'll surely die. You'll lose the skin off your bones. You won't be able to live without pain for the rest of your life. Oh, Jesus! Instead of saying, I'm unclean, he said, Jesus, if you will, you can make me clean. Right before the eyes of these disciples, Jesus Christ of Nazareth shows them the Father. Because he says, I will be thou clean. And Almighty God who created the human being that had leprosy takes the leprosy away and gives him new skin. And the man goes forth okay because the Creator knows how to put back that which has been torn up. Hallelujah! And they say, well, how can a man born of a virgin, born of a woman, do these things. Hallelujah. So now what's he going to do? Well, there's this sick man at his feet. Why did they take him down to the roof? Because there's such a big crowd, they couldn't get him to the crowd. Everybody wants to see what he's going to do next. What's he going to do now? He does everything. He's like a magician. People just touch him and suddenly they're changed. Well, that little woman goes to the crowd, so determined to touch him, and all they can hear is, no matter what kind of noise is going on, she's hollering, I've got to get to him, if I can only but touch him, I know I'll be made whole. Why is she acting so crazy? Must be a cult. No, it's not a cult. It's a desperate need. 12 years she's been seeing doctors and nobody can help her. She'd spent all she knew on medication and trying to get help. No physician had an answer for her. She was losing it. She did not have an answer, didn't know what to do. But she heard about the one that opens blinded eyes, takes the deaf and gives them ears again, sets the captive free and makes a way when there is no way. And she said, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I've got to have. Get out of my way. I've got to get to him. No matter who else was around, she made it through that crowd. Touched the hem of his garment. And he stopped. He stopped and said, who touched me? Who touched me? The confused disciple said, a lot of people are touching me. But somebody touched me. With all this crowd, how can we figure out who you're thinking about? I mean, everybody's trying to touch you, but Jesus said, somebody did. Out of all the hundreds of hands reaching out to touch the hem of his garment, one of them worked. It was a touch of faith. It was a touch of determination. It was a touch of having awareness. There's something different about this man. There's something great about this man I don't understand, but I know if I can just touch the hem of his garment, this thing that's been wrong with me all these years will vanish away. If you can get that determined and that convinced that Jesus can do something for you, I don't care who you are. You can yell out in the midst of all your theological confusion, in the midst of the crowd of things that you don't understand, and you can touch Him if you can come to the knowledge, if I can touch Him, this problem I'm having will vanish away. Because He's not a respecter of person. In any age, in any time, if you can touch Jesus, you can touch the God that made you. Hallelujah. You don't think God can fix anything that He made? How in the world did He make it anyhow? Hung the world on nothing, and yet it stays where He put it. Turned it at a certain speed, and it keeps going just right. Put us on the earth. We don't die because it never gets all that cold, but what, we can figure out a way to get through it. Some of us. Never gets so hot that we burn up. Somewhere along the way, there's something that stops it before it burns us into crispy critters. Somewhere along the way, there's something governing things where we don't freeze completely to death. In the springtime, the flowers bloom again, and the leaves are on the trees again. In the winter, the leaves are gone again, and it's cold again. But just wait a little longer, because the warmer weather's going to be back again. In the cold, we have something to look forward to. A warmer climate yet ahead. When it gets too hot, don't worry about it. The time is coming when things will cool off. Just hang in here a little while longer. God knew how to make life interesting. And He put us on this planet. And He breathed into man the breath of life. Out of the dust of the earth, He created man. And man became a living soul that God watches over. Don't you think God could fix anything that goes wrong in you? And how do you get it fixed? Touch Jesus. Touch Jesus. Touch Jesus. Reach for Jesus. Call on Jesus, because Jesus will get you an answer from Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Let's stand and praise Him tonight. Let's stand and worship Him. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. He hears you when you call on Him. He knows your voice. In the midst of all the millions of people tonight speaking out and crying out to God, God hears your voice. He knows it when you touch Him. He knows it when you touch Him. He knows everything about you. He knows your needs before you ask. He's waiting on you to realize you have that need and realize that He can make a difference in your life. He knows you from beginning to end. He knows we're dust. He knows our frame. He knows what we're made out of. And there's not one thing that can go wrong that Jesus can't fix. That's what we mean by, when we read in the Word of God, by His stripes, we are healed. It's not just the fact that He bled. It's the fact that He was here. He was supplied by God Almighty to make it accessible that we could be able to get to God and touch the very heart of God Himself. Yes, that was all part of the plan, and without His stripes we couldn't be healed. But I'm telling you what, Jesus came here to make a way that we could be healed. Jesus came here to make a way that we could be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And He did what the Father sent Him to do. He shed His blood. Because without that shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sins. And God can't bleed. God can't bleed because God is not man. God is spirit. God makes blood, but God is not made of blood. God is not as we are. He doesn't have flesh and blood. God is spirit. He is everywhere, invisible. Nobody can see God. Nobody's ever seen God. He's too big to see. But I'm glad He's big. I'm glad He's great.
and He's deserving of all of our praise and honor and glory. And you're not taking anything away from God when you say, praise you, Jesus. Because that's God's provision for us to call on God. Hallelujah! Praise Him tonight. You have a need in your life? Tonight, do a little something different. Stay at your seat until specifically you think of something you really need Jesus to help you with. You don't have to tell me what it is. You don't have to tell anybody what it is. But when you think of that one thing that you need to touch Jesus about tonight and you need help, come up here and stand and let's really get a hold of God and let Jesus do a work in your life. Because we're not playing church. We're not up here preaching against things that we don't know anything about. We're up here saying, hey, there's a door open for everybody. There is a healing balm that has been supplied for everybody. There is salvation available for everybody. Is it finances? Hey, from one broke person to another, God can supply your needs. I came to New England with less than I had a dollar when I got here. And I guarantee you, I got more than that tonight. Got two of them. He doubled it. 18 years, I got twice as much as I came with. Can't get any better than that. 100% increase. Woo! Isn't that great? A man came in here this morning wanting to be fed. We weren't supplied to be able to feed him. He could have eaten the crumbs around my recliner, but I didn't offer it to him. But he came and looked around. He said, my, this stuff costs money. Yeah, wow. There's a lot of money here. Hallelujah. He doesn't know what I know. God put it here. And I can't think of any possible way that I could have bought this stuff. Hadn't been all that low since all we had was a little $25 invested that we had invested in a used tape recorder bought at a yard sale. That's all we had for our radio ministry. That's all we had. And a little old cheap used microphone. That's all we had, and we couldn't afford anything else. I didn't even have a camcorder. Brother Bradley loaned us his, and then we got them stolen, so he doesn't have them anymore. I didn't know how to operate a VCR machine. I didn't know how to operate video. I didn't know how to hook one up to another one. I knew nothing about any of that stuff. When we started on the internet and the internet outreach, I knew absolutely not one thing about computers. I didn't even know what a mouse was until somebody in this church showed it to me. Yeah, this stuff costs money. And we hadn't seen anything yet. If God can bring us to this point through us worshiping Him through Jesus Christ, wait till you see what He's about to do. Hallelujah. We're just at a good time to start out and see the blessings of God. And if God can supply the needs of this little group of people and put us into a position where every month I wonder how we're going to come up with it. Because it costs a minimum of $5,000 a month for this little group of 20-something people to be able to keep having church here. Every month. Never less than $5,000. And yet every month it gets paid. Even though sometimes toward the end of the month we squirm like a couple of worms. God's good. I go in the bathroom early on Sunday morning and say, Joe, Brother Joe, make mention there's a need. Because when I say it, the offerings get smaller. Because people have heard me say it over and over. Something about when you say it, they know it's true. But it is true. But I want to tell you something. God's never failed. God's never failed to supply the needs. He does that, and He'll do it for your family. He'll do it for you individually. It finances, sickness, salvation, you name it. Who's first to come up here and say, I'm going to stand here
And I want to get something from God tonight. And I know what I'm asking for. I know what I'm reaching for. I know what I'm seeking for. And I know if I can just touch Jesus tonight, God will do a work in my life. If I could just touch Jesus tonight, I'll have access to my Creator who made me. He knows my mind. He knows my heart. He knows my frame. He knows my illnesses. He knows what I'm going through. If I could just touch Jesus tonight, I know I'm going to be all right. Hallelujah. 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 Preaching's over. It's time to get what you need. Want the Holy Ghost? Reach for it. It's at the hem of His garment. It's in a humble position saying, I know if I can touch Him, I'm going to receive it. Want to get healed? Touch Him. Know in your heart, if I can just touch Him somehow. The Lord inhabits the praises of His people. Start praising Him then. Hallelujah. If He inhabits the praise, that means you praise Him. He's going to be there. You're going to have His attention. Praise Him. Hallelujah. He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. He never said no to any of us when we call on Him with a sincere heart. Hallelujah. My God is a yes God. My God is a prayer answering God. Our God is a healer, a savior, a problem solver. Call on Jesus and find God. You want to see the Father? Hey, look to Jesus. Lord, show us the Father. All right, get healed and you're going to see what we're talking about. Lord, show us the Father. Receive the Spirit of the Holy Ghost and you'll know what we're talking about. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when you get Jesus, you get both the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And the Alpha and the Omega and the beginning and the end and the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star and the lily of the valley. You get it all.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Touch Him tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch Him with faith tonight. Touch Him with absolute belief. I know He's going to do this for me. Whatever you came walking up here having a need for, reach out and get it. You don't have to go home disappointed. Hallelujah. You on the internet, reach out to Jesus in your living rooms. There in front of your computer, there have been several since we've had this ministry who have received the Spirit of God in their lives sitting in front of the computers. As we worship God, you lifted your hands right there. Some of you are there testifying right now, looking at us and listening to us, saying, yes, I was there. Yes, I was healed. Yes, I've been set free. If it hadn't been for that little connection that convinced me that if I could touch Jesus, He could come into my living room and set me free. Oh my, our God is all around this world. He's in this internet ministry. He's in this TV ministry. And He's in this local place where you're gathered tonight. He's ready to meet your need. Hallelujah. 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 Receive what you need tonight. Receive what you need tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Receive what you need today. Lord, show us the Father. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Nobody can forgive sin but God.
Amen.
Well, that's why Jesus said, thy sins be forgiven thee, because He is the way to get your sins forgiven by God. You think that's something tough for Jesus to accomplish? Now He turns to the sick of the palsy and says, arise, take up your bed and walk. And the man who has his sins forgiven, unable to walk when he was lowered into that floor, gets up out of that bed, reaches down and picks up his bed and says, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And it doesn't matter what the crowd thought. They could not deny that they had been with God. Hallelujah. Confused all the Jewish rabbis of the day. Confused all the people that wrote the Bible, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. Never man spake like this man. Never man walked like this man. Never man did the things this man does. And they gave God the glory. Why? Because this man is the way to God. Praise Him tonight and receive what you need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord Jesus, Lord, I love to sit at your feet and drink from your cup. Thank you, Jesus. Touch Him and be made whole. Touch Him and be made whole. Oh, Son of God, standing by, waiting to hear your cry. Touch Him. Touch Him with faith tonight. Reach out and touch Him and be made whole. Thank you, Lord. Touch Him and be made whole. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Son of God, standing by, waiting to hear your cry, touch Him and be, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Braggadocious apostolic Pentecostal people in the world today who look at others who don't know what they know, don't have what they have, and they see them as the people on the other side of the tracks, you might say. They sing, I've got it, I've got it, I've got it. And we have what it takes. And they turn off the hungry world that would like to know God with their attitudes. I've been a part of this group of Phariseeistical Pentecostals all my life. Everybody I've ever been associated with has been, I'm holier than you are, attitude. Every group, not every person, but with all these groups I've ever been associated with, even fellowships of independent groups, I've met with this, we're better than you are, attitude. We got something you don't have. I think it's time for some people of God to stand up and say, we've got something that you can have, and we'd like to share it with you. Amen. To a lost and hungry world searching for answers, we'd like to offer you what we've got. And we're not better than you are. If it weren't for the grace of God, we'd be out there lost and miserable. But the Lord that loves us loves you just as much as He loves us.
don't think we ever should brag to any sinner that we got something that they don't have, unless we're willing to stay with them until they've got what we have to offer and show them the love and the courtesy and the kindness that God gave us when He brought us out of sin into His wonderful, marvelous new life. Don't you tell them Jesus loves them unless you're ready to love them too.